He owns a ranch in Highlands County that's quite large. It's about 62,000 acres. And last year, he got some entitlements that would allow him to build about 30,000 homes in Highlands. Now, I've driven out to this ranch, and it's a dusty rural outpost, as you would imagine. There's really no good access to it. So beginning in about 2005, the senator started pushing for a toll road. And this is a very large toll road. It extends all the way from Collier County to I-4. And it's estimated to cost around the area of $2 to $8 billion. And it kind of has lagged since then.
And so that's the reason the senator might want the Heartland Parkway built. We talked to the head of the Polk County Transportation Planning Office, Tom Dierdorf, and you did too in your article. He says that, look, this road that they're talking about building is not the Heartland Parkway. It does happen to overlap with part of the route, but it's actually in something they've been planning for even longer than the Heartland Parkway, and they're calling now the Central Polk Parkway.
Yeah, they're calling it the Central Polk Parkway, but the situation is this. It's part of the Heartland Parkway. When they did a 2007 feasibility study, this northern segment, and it's about 44 miles long, was part of the entire route. It's what connects the road to I-4.
This road by itself is a usable segment, right? I mean, do they have to build the rest of the Heartland Corridor? Is there any indication that or promise that they're going to?
Now, this 2007 study that the DOT conducted showed that the Heartland Parkway wasn't feasible. It's intended to be operated as a toll road, and there's just not enough traffic to warrant a toll road that just won't generate traffic. So they're not really, they're kind of struggling with a justification for it. The northern segment, the Central Polk Parkway, isn't considered feasible either, but it is more feasible than the rest of the section.
The newspaper, and I know you don't write the headlines, characterized this as Senator's Road on Track. And your story is pretty careful to indicate that Alexander says he was not aware that this was in the budget. This section of the road doesn't even touches land. I mean, do you feel like that's a fair characterization, though, of the situation, that this is his road and that it is on track?
Well, this road, this segment of the Central Polk Parkway is clearly part of the Heartland Parkway. They can say all day that it's not. It's a separate segment. It was planned years before, but it's part of the route of the Heartland Parkway. It's much more than a theoretical, yeah, it's part of it. Even the DOT included it in the feasibility study, showing that this route, which is the Central Polk Parkway, is the northern terminus of the Heartland Parkway. So for them to say that it's not part of the Heartland Parkway, it's easy because the Heartland Parkway doesn't exist. But in all these planning documents, this is clearly part of the Heartland Parkway, which clearly Senator Alexander has pushed for in the past.
Michael, this was in the governor's budget, right? So that indicates that the governor supports this. It appears that the Senate supports this. So is it a done deal?
I think if it's not a done deal, it would pretty much be up to the House to decide to say, hey, wait a second, let's flag this. And the question is, does anybody in the House raise any objections to $35 million being spent on a project that in 2007 was considered unfeasible?
Michael Van Sickler is a reporter with the Tampa Bay Times. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thank you.